This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. You've been looking for a while now, right? Maybe a week or more for those sanitizers and wipes and cleaners. Looking fruitlessly, of course, but all the stuff that's not on store shelves anymore has gone somewhere out into the countrywide deep clean. Marketplace's Justin Ho takes stock of this peak disinfecting moment.
The New York subway system has new advice for us.
Use soap and water and wash for at least 20 seconds. Or use hand sanitizer.
And people are taking the cleanup effort literally into their own hands. Last week, I watched a young couple spray each other's hands with hand sanitizer before entering a subway car. Other people have been awkwardly leaning on subway poles with wrists or even wrapping their elbows around them.
I have some rubber glove in my little bag just in case.
Felix Carrion has been really trying to not touch his face.
I wash my hands a lot more often, especially after the subway.
Transit systems themselves are cleaning up. The MTA says it's sanitizing its stations every night and its entire fleet every 3 days. Public transit systems in Boston, D.C., San Francisco say they're cleaning more too. And businesses are stepping up their own cleaning efforts.
I think that these are precautionary measures that we should be taking as a company, as a business.
Helene Knapp is the founder and CEO of City Row, a boutique rowing studio with 9 locations around the country. The company's been cleaning more between classes and during off hours. It's also not charging cancellation fees in case anyone feels sick.
We're also encouraging our clients to wipe their own mats. We're providing a lot more wipes across studios, multiple locations, Lysol available for everyone.
An employee at the eyeglass company Warby Parker said they're sanitizing frames multiple times a day. Airlines are ramping up their overnight cleaning procedures. And regardless of all the shifting store policies right now, employees themselves are making sure their own workplaces are clean. Sean O'Hale is a clerk at a home supply store in Manhattan.
I'm very aware of not touching anybody at this point, which is something that in the past might have seemed rude.
Here in New York, it's not like people are acting like there's a zombie apocalypse. Most people are still grabbing subway poles with their bare hands. Outside a 7 train stop in Midtown, Megan Colligan says she's not going to let the virus change her life.
I mean, I have to get from point A to point B, you know, like I have to take the subway. I don't know. I feel like life still goes on.
And on the bright side, the country's probably never been cleaner. In New York, I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.